Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Bishop and Doc will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, for prayer time and words of wisdom tonight as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. The word of the Lord says, let everything that has breath, ladies and gentlemen, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started tonight at prayer time. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Yes, praise him, praise him. Yes, thank you, the Lord, for everything, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for everything. A beautiful song by Donna Lord to the Sky City Singers, The Prayer of Jabez. So we thank God for the man of God and the choir and all those who put that wonderful song out. Prayer of Jabez, ladies and gentlemen. Donna Lawrence and the Sky City Singers. So we thank God for that beautiful, beautiful song tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a great, wonderful time in prayer tonight with Bishop. We want to give you some information first. The call-in number, first of all, is 347-843-4559. I highly recommend that you tweet that out at least 10 times, ladies and gentlemen, while we're on the air live, because somebody needs prayer tonight. We believe in prayer. We know prayer works. We know prayer is powerful, ladies and gentlemen, and we know prayer is answered when we go through the throne room of grace through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord and bless you. And thank you all those who are online right now at number 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines later on. If you do have a prayer request or a comment later on, hit star one on your phone. Hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in queue if you do have a prayer request. We believe everybody on the planet needs prayer, and I know at least one person who has a prayer request tonight. In Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Also to our scripture, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's scripture comes out of comes from Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. You're reading verses 35 through 39 and a few seconds here. Verses Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. I do encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews chapter 10, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing like the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. For it is the power to change lives. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the word. Amen, let's go to the word. Hebrews chapter 10, ladies and gentlemen, verses 35 through 39. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, ladies and gentlemen, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, amen, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen. Now the just shall live by faith, Amen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. That is verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back, amen, unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bless the name. Amen. And that's the word tonight. Amen. What a powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews 10 tonight. We bless the word of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much if you're just joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And we just thank you so much for the man and woman of God tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hearts and minds together as we open up the mic for Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Tonight we will be praying. We'll be praying in faith, about faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. I'm praying. We'll be praying for the babies. Milk is shortage. We have a shortage, but we're going to be praying that God work a miracle in the milk industry. God will work a miracle so he will supply the need for those babies. We'll have enough milk, and God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And I tell you tonight, as we pray, hold on to your faith. Keep the faith. Don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, you'll reap if you faint not. Cast not away thy confidence, which have great recompense of reward. If God will answer your prayer, God will make a way out of no way. God will sustain you no matter what the situation is. God will bring you through it. No matter how it looks, don't look at the circumstances. Trust in the Almighty God. As we believe God and hold fast to the promise of the God word, and know that God watches over his word to perform it. And the word of God says, so shall his word be, that going forth out of his mouth shall not return unto him void, but it will accomplish that it please. And it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you tonight as we pray. We join together in faith, believing you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we pull down every stronghold and we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. The weapon of our warfare have not come, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father, we thank you for the miracles being manifested even now. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that the milk industry, God, that you will move, you will turn the situation around. You will change it, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we thank you for the miracle even taking place now. We thank you, God, that there will be enough milk, God, in the name of Jesus, in the coming days, that, God, the children, the babies will have enough. The parents will have enough milk to sustain them God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it right now. We magnify your name for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word says one can put 1,000 and two put 10,000. Right. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. God, we ask you to work a miracle tonight. Father God, in the miracle, God, we ask you to work a miracle tonight. Father God, in the airways, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your ministering angel. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that miracle, God, in the name of Jesus, will be released, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. From the pseudoformers, the miracle producers, God, that you will bless them in the name of Jesus, that they will have enough milk, God, to sustain their children. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every parent tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood, even for that child not even born yet, God, is expected to be born in a few days, a few months. Father God, I give you glory and honor, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you go in the name of God, we give you glory, God. You are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father God, you say you watch over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the miracle tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against the Mokondo, Mosika, the Lamake, everything that a Mokondo see up, God, I'm going to say, grow every spirit, God, that not like you. We counsel it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood tonight. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory tonight, God. We thank you that parents will rest in your word. They will rest in it, God. They will speak your word. They will decree your word. And Father God, even as you supply the widow woman, God. Lord, you supply them, God. They supply that parent, Lord, with milk for their baby, Lord. Supply, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, Father. We praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for a miracle, God. We are living in the last days. We're living in evil times, God. We come a little shake out. We honor you, oh God. We know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask, God. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We give you praise in the name of Jesus as we speak your word, God. We decree and declare, so God, we speak your word, Lord. You working a miracle right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the government system, God, in the practice, oh God, working a miracle, let them release the milk, God, let them release it in the name of Jesus. Let them release it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. No diseases. No, oh God. In the name of Jesus. No, oh God. In the name, no clothes. No diseases in the milk. No fear in permanence in the milk. But I plead the blood that is pure, God. In the name of Jesus. And I give you praise for it tonight, God. I magnify you for it tonight, God. As we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for those people in Ukraine, Lord. You're still God. You still sit on the throne. You still have all power. You still have the ability, God. In the name of Jesus. As you look on them, God. As you move in a great and a mighty way, God. That you will to meet that need, that you will confront God, even though that lost loved one stuck them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, right now, God, as you come in the blood of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, for the body of Christ. We pray for the believer, Lord, that we are hold fast to your word. We agree and declare that we call those things to be not as though they already are. It is already not according to your word. God, there is no shortage in you, Jesus. There is no shortage in your power, God. There is no shortage in your ability, God. You are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of. And Father, we decree and declare that so even now, we thank you for us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we give you glory and we give you honor and we adore you for every miracle that you're performing even now. We thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you, God, as you move up on the government system, God. Move in the government system, God. In the government system, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood as you move, God, in a great and a mighty way. You are able. You are able, God. There is no shortage in you, Lord. There is no shortage in your power. God, there is no shortage in your ability. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, your family, our city, our state, our government, ladies and gentlemen, our country, and around the world. Thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to go directly to Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife at this time. Welcome, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you.
Praise God for that powerful prayer tonight from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise the Lord that you was praying that we hold on to the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Hold on to your faith. That is the prayer tonight. That we hold on to our faith because we know that the enemy, he's come, praise God, to take away and distract us from the faith that we have, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Luke 18 chapter and the 6th verse says, and the Lord said unto them, hear what the unjust judge said. And this is talking about the woman that went before the judge and she kept going back and going back and going back. Praise God. Sometimes we just got to keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. We can't stop. We can't give up on our faith. Praise the Lord. We just have to keep consulting God, knowing that God is yet able in spite of what it looks like, even with the situation that's going on, even in the earth today. The Bible teaches us in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, when we know that it's the end of the days and the coming of the Lord Jesus. It talks about wars and rumors of wars. Praise God. Nation rising against nation. We see those things happening as we speak even now. But even as we look at the 19th verse, the Bible says, woe unto the woman or the person or those that were child. Praise God. And those who have to suck in those days. That's talking about the mothers, even the season that we're dealing with now, with the shortage. Praise God. That God will provide. He shall never see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. God is able to perform because we know that God created our bodies, even for the female that God created, that they could produce their own milk. But we're living in a society, we know that mothers have to work. There's so many challenging things going on. There's so many variables, so many dimensions that causes those mothers not to be able, praise God, to utilize the gift that God already has given them because of the challenges that we face in this world. However, we must still have faith and believe that even in the midst of all of that, God will provide. He'll turn that situation around. Praise the Lord. I was in the store today and I was just walking through looking at the shelves. My heart just got so heavy. It just got so heavy. I said, Lord, I can't even imagine myself in that position because I know what it feels like. Praise God. When my children were growing up, I breastfed for a little while, but after a while, I had to go back to work, so I had to switch the dynamics there. Praise God. So sometimes the people, you know, say that, you know, that can be easily fixed. That's a yes and a no. Praise God. Amen. That there's a level of challenges that even come with that. But in the midst of that, even God is still able to move and turn that situation around. Praise the Lord. Before we know that we're living in the last days. So I encourage you to hold on to your faith. When we look at St. Luke, the 18th chapter and the 8th verse, Jesus said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. In other words, the Lord will, if we continue to cry day and night as unto the Lord in the 7th verse, day and night unto the Lord. And God, and shall not God avenge his own elect? Shall not God provide for his own elect? Shall not God turn the situation around if we cry unto him day and night? Oh, yes, he will. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, Jesus said. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, this is what he said. Shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, praise God. So hold on to your faith. Accept that prayer tonight. Seek the Lord and say, Lord, in spite of what's going on, when you come back, I want you to see me holding on to my faith and my hope in Jesus Christ. Praise God, because he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'm going to be with you always to the end of the world. So I admonish you, in spite of what it looks like, feels like, whatever you may be going through and whatever is going on in the world today, we must seek God and we must pray that we hold on to our faith. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you tonight. Thank you so much. A powerful word of wisdom tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited for you in Jesus' name. As Dr. Crenshaw was talking, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote down, and we all need to continue to do this, of course, read the Word of God. You must read the Word daily, ladies and gentlemen. Research the Word in the Spirit of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And we must pay attention. We must use wisdom, as Doc and Bishop have taught several times over the years, must pay attention to what's going on the earth, ladies and gentlemen. And without a doubt, we need to speak the word over all situations, ladies and gentlemen. Speak that word, because there's power in speaking the word over the situation in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines real quickly. We're going to go to the lines, and I'll mention your last four digits, unless I know your first name, your last four digits. And I believe we have Sister Sarah on. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you. How are you? God bless you.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm celebrating Jesus.
Amen. Do you have a prayer request tonight? Anything you'd like to say?
Yes, as I was listening to the man and woman of God, yes. My God shall supply for his own elect. It is phenomenal what the Lord is going to do and what he's about to do. I'm celebrating Jesus. But the prayer request, going back to it, I would like to pray for, yes, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. I would like to pray for, oh, yes, thank the Lord. I really thank the Lord for every time we get together and pray. It's just awesome. Yeah. It's an awesome move of the Lord. Yes, but anyway, I would like to pray for just a closer walk with Jesus, a closer walk with him, and to be able to read the word and be able to have that divine revelation knowledge of the word, as well as my finances as well.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. What a powerful request in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight, Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Amen. God bless you. Next, our next caller, ladies and gentlemen, we'll open up the lines. Hit star one. Just make sure I don't miss anybody tonight. Hit star one on your phone if you'd like to come on for prayer or a comment tonight as we go through our prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight as well. Our next caller, Bishop and Doc, is 6569. You're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
I'd like to thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for the word, who me and my family love so dearly. And I
Amen.
Would love to pray for I would like to pray for the people who got murdered at the supermarket and their families, and for the things that they're going through. And have yet gone through. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Amen. Thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
God bless you. As we pray for the young lady, Father, we thank you, God. You said, he that hung in faith of righteousness shall be filled. And Father God, as you enlighten her in your word, as she study the word, that you will open up understanding to you, God. And I thank you, God, about you, because you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father God, I thank you, God, that you said, any man like his will, let him ask it of God, who gives it freely and liberally. The Father God, I thank you, even as she studied the word, that you will reveal the revelation knowledge to her. And Father, we thank you for the miracle that you're performing in her life. And Father, as we pray for those that have lost loved ones during the shooting in New York, the lives that was taken ungodly, unjustly, unfairly, Father, I pray, God, that you would strengthen their families. I pray, God, even for the young man that did the murder, that he has a soul, that he needs to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But God, we pray for those that are hurting, those that have lost their loved ones, and God, and they're asking and looking for questions and answers only that you can give, God. And we pray that you strengthen and encourage their hearts, even to that community, God, as they bring together, as come together, as they unite together, God, to encourage one another, strengthen them, God, each moment, each day. And Father, we know that you're all knowing. There is no secret that you don't know about, and you are able to touch every heart. And we give you glory, we give you praise, we thank you right now as you continue to strengthen them, to be with them, and continue to direct them each and every day. And God, we give you thanks, and all glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen. Back in your hands, I will tell you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We give God praise for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us tonight. Just want to encourage you, as always, to continue to stay in prayer. Stay in the word, as Bishop always reminds us, to never give up, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up on the things of God. Never give up in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. As we move through life, we call it the life, the journey life of life, ladies and gentlemen. We want to just encourage you to stay focused on the things of God. God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, ladies and gentlemen. His word also said, I give you not a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, ladies and gentlemen. So we pray for everybody's sound mind tonight as well, in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we love you so much. Amen. Bitch, I want to turn it back over to you for a final closeout, sir. I want to make sure I give you a chance to close out if you like, sir. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And God bless you, Elder Kevin. We give grateful to the Lord for the word of encouragement from Dr. Crenshaw tonight as we continue to hold fast to your fight of what's going on. Continue to pray for one another. We need each other. So if we make it in this hour that we live in, Jesus is soon to come. We must be ready, but we must occupy until he comes. Let us continue to pray for our nation as we continue to pray for one another. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight in that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, all those who are online live and those listening later on and those listening via the internet. Thank you for being with us on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song real quickly here, Jacqueline Carr, as Bishop was praying. The title of this one is I See Miracles. Miracles are happening right now because Bishop prayed, ladies and gentlemen. Miracles are happening right now because Bishop prayed in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll leave you with a beautiful song that says, I see miracles. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen. I see your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening. And want everybody to have a great week. God bless you now.
If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles.
Gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I see miracles in your life because Bishop prayed tonight over you, and you better believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this time of prayer with Bishop and Doc tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you so much for your time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Have a good evening, everybody. Take care.